Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout Pennsylvania. I'm Jim Galante, I'm with Ross Tucker, and it's time for Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings. Week 6 of football is in the books. Now it's time to get ready for Week 7, and no better place to do that than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And to add to the excitement, DraftKings Sportsbook is bringing back their can't-miss offer. If you haven't tried DraftKings Sportsbook yet, head to the App Store now because you don't want to miss this. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all new users the chance to earn a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 when signing up using promo code KSN. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app, use promo code KSN when you sign up, and get up to $1,000. That's code KSN to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000 for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. As I said, it's quarter number three. That means it's time to ask Ross. And are you ready, sir?
I am ready.
All right, let's start with David in Lancaster, who says, you've mentioned the new techniques being taught to the offensive line. What can we look for during the game to see these changes?
That is a good question. Really good question. I don't know that, to be honest with you, Jim, I don't know that to the naked eye you would really be able to see it while you're watching the game live. I mean, these are sort of intricate details that you'd have to watch like on the coaching copy. I think the one that is probably most noticeable potentially is that Lime Grover believed in trying to climb, is kind of the expression you use, climb the defensive linemen and or linebackers, and really kind of almost pulling them into your body and getting as much of the surface of your body on the surface of their body as you can. Whereas Phil Troutwein is much more about heavy hands and using your hands to knock them back. So it's basically the difference between pulling them into you versus trying to use those hands to knock them back, essentially. So I don't know if you'll be able to tell that watching the game. Probably not. You know, I mean, things happen really fast during a game. You're watching the TV copy. You're kind of watching the football. You probably will not notice that, but that's the one that I'm aware of, I think, will be most noticeable.
All right. Next up is Pat from Cheshire, Connecticut. Hello, Ross and KSN team. Simple question for you. Is this year's squad James Franklin's most talented team to date?
You know, I think if they had Journey Brown and Micah Parsons, I would say yes. But without those two guys, I just don't know that you can say that. I mean, those are two first-round picks. Those are their best offensive and defensive players. I mean, if I still said yes to that now, Jim, then what would they have been when they had Parsons and Journey Brown? You know, I mean, yeah, you know, I think people forget that they had Saquon Barkley and Miles Sanders in the backfield to go along with like Mike Gesicki at tight end. I mean, you're talking about a lot of high round picks. They had a bunch of offensive linemen from that team end up going to the NFL. I mean, they had a year where they had those guys and Chris Godwin at receiver, you know, who's a really good player. So I think it's probably the deepest team he's had and the most talent 1 through 85. I'm not sure that there's as much talent at the top end. You know, I'm not sure that they have as many guys right now that are going to be top picks without Micah and Journey Brown.
As fans, I think what we're hoping for is that the backups, they may not be 100% of what those superstars were, but can they get 80% there or 90% there? No one's going to replace Saquon, but Miles Sanders was pretty good coming in. Mike Gesicki was really good, but you had Pat Freiermuth coming in after them. The hope is Micah Parsons goes, let's see what Brandon Smith could do. And Noah Kane and Devin Ford aren't bad backups for Journey Brown. All right, let's go with Lou from Wilkes-Barre. Hi, Ross. I've been reading up and listening to stories about the game this weekend. One of the common themes is how Penn State has struggled in recent years when playing Indiana. Any specific reason why they seem to struggle on the road, specifically when at Indiana? Thank you.
It seems to me like everybody struggles when they play at Indiana. You know, I feel like every year, Jim, I'm like watching a game and it's Michigan at Indiana and it's coming down to the very end, or Ohio State at Indiana. I think Indiana's just decent. I think Indiana's decent. You know, it's not an easy place to play. Although, you know what? People struggle at Northwestern. People really struggle at Iowa. People struggle, you know, at a lot of these places. I mean, it's they're Big Ten teams. It's hard to win on the road in the Big Ten, period. And I think because Indiana doesn't have the rep, people are more open to struggling against Iowa or Minnesota maybe now. But Indiana's a solid team. They won 8 games last year. They've been pretty solid for a while. They are a middle-of-the-road Big Ten team. They are not a bottom Big Ten team. And it's going to be tough to beat any middle-of-the-road Big Ten team on the road. It's going to be.
What's fascinating to me is you mentioned, you know, Indiana and you mentioned Iowa on the road. For many years, people would talk about the lack of crowd noise and buzz when you go to play Indiana, and that's part of the reason why teams struggle. Then you go to Iowa, and the reason why you struggle there, because the crowd is so loud and it's right on top of you. I think it's just like you said, being on the road in the Big Ten, it's tough to get those wins. All right, let's go with Steve from Potomac, Maryland. Steve says, it seems as if the pass defense has struggled during Pry's tenure as defensive coordinator. What steps do you think he has taken or should have taken this year to address those? And are you optimistic the pass defense will be better come Saturday?
I am optimistic that the pass defense will be better. I think we've talked about some of the things that Pry can do, some of the issues that he's felt like they had. You know, they've looked at it. They're not totally sure. I would say the number one thing to me would be, well, first of all, I think in general, Jim, I'm not sure people realize it's really hard to play defensive football these days. I mean, with the RPOs and the zone reads, and offenses have found a real strategy and a technique to put defenses in a bind. I mean, who is out there playing really good defense? I mean, look at the scores of these SEC games. Look at Alabama's defense. Or people think Georgia has a good defense. Alabama just scored 40 points on them. I mean, it is hard to stop people in college football, especially because of how willing they are to have the quarterback run with the football. But I think the RPOs, you're able to put defenders in a bind to the point where they really can't be right. What I would like to see from Penn State, I think that this might be one of the first years, Jim, where their four-man rush, and I envision it being Shaka Toney, Jason Oway, Adisa Isaac, you know, those three guys rotating at the edge, Mustafa, Antonio Shelton, and Hakeem Beamon rotating inside. I think that Penn State might finally have enough of a four-man rush that those guys can get there on a consistent basis, allow Penn State to drop 7 into coverage, still get pressure on Penix, but have your eyes on him so he can't kill you with his legs. So Jesse Luceda, Brandon Smith, Lance Dixon can get him when he tries to scramble. And I think they're better on the back end than they've been. I'd like to hope at least. You're hearing great things about Brisker as a ball hawk. Lamont Wade's got good instincts. Castro, Fields, Porter. So I do think they'll be better. I think it'll just be how much better and how quickly.
Ross, when we've talked about the defense in the past, you have pointed out some you can't have the blown assignments that they've had where receivers are just running free. The other thing that I've seen and I've heard other fans talk about is the defender, the cornerback. He has his back to the ball, never turns around. Is this a technique issue from the coaches? What's your comment on that?
Well, there are some people that teach it that way because it's really hard. It's hard to turn your head around for the football. And in the process of turning your head around for the football, if you're late to do that, you might lose the football altogether. Whereas, and you don't know if it's an over-the-top throw, Jim, or if it's a back shoulder throw on some of those. So if you're watching the receiver, you can tell by his eyes whether the ball's coming over the top or it's back shoulder. And some people teach it to look at his eyes, look when his hands go up. And when his hands go up, that's when you rake through the football, stick your arm up between his arms and rip it back. So I'd rather have the guys turn around and get their eyes on the ball. I don't know how Terry Smith teaches it, but that is a technique. I think I've heard that that's how Ohio State does it, to be honest with you.
All right, let's see if we could get one more question in here quick. Kevin from South Plainfield. We've seen many top teams lose to seemingly lower-ranked teams across the country. Are there any lessons teams like Penn State can take from early season losses of other top 10 programs?
Well, just that you better be ready to go. I mean, think about all the losses we've seen in college football already. You know, there have been more upsets by underdogs this year than ever before, and there will be, because you're not getting a couple games against little sisters of the poor to kind of get your mistakes out of the way. You know, I mean, you're playing Iowa State played like Louisiana, the Raging Cajuns. They're pretty good. You know what I mean? Like, and Penn State's playing Indiana. They're really good. So you don't really have that opportunity to get some of the cobwebs out or first game mistakes. First game mistakes could make you lose the first game against IU.
Gotcha. All right, that's it for quarter number three from the Labatt Blue Studio. In quarter number four, we get Andy and Bob back, and we announce our winner of the Ask Ross segment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating. Oh, yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. Get in on all the football action. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN when you sign up to get a sign-up bonus up to $1,000. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Bonus comprised of a first deposit bonus and a first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.